Back in the 1920s, the New York Symphony would spend its summers at Chautauqua. But when that ended in 1928, it was decided the institution would create its own symphony orchestra, and musicians have been performing ever since. The Chautauqua Symphony is featured in 21 concerts this summer. Four of them, including one last Saturday, air live on Classical 94.5 WNED. The symphony is between music directors right now, so Chautauqua has invited 15 guest conductors for this summer season. Marty Merkley is vice president of programming. He says one of the more popular concerts takes place this holiday week.
Around the 3rd or 4th of July, we always do a pops concert with the orchestra. And Stuart Chaffetz, who is our principal timpanist, who is now becoming quite the conductor around the country, we always invite him to do that concert. And this year he asked if he could invite Michelle Ragusa to join him for his pops concert. So she will be here to do some vocal selections.
Ragusa is from Buffalo and enjoys international acclaim as a vocalist. Now, the 1812 Overture is a July 4th tradition, but don't expect any live cannons during the performance. Merkley says audience members are given paper lunch bags. They blow them up, and at the appropriate moments, the audience pops the bags.
Well, when you've got 5,000 people popping a brown paper bag, all at usually at the same time, it sounds like these cannons, and it's just a hoot.
Also on this week's musical schedule at Chautauqua is a performance by legendary jazz artist Diana Krall, Friday night at 8:15.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
The Chautauqua Amphitheater is also the venue for the morning lectures. This week's theme is the Lehrer Report, What Informed Voters Need to Know. Chautauqua's Director of Education, Shara Babcock, says Public Broadcasting's Jim Lehrer will host a week of political discussion.
This whole week is in the style of the NewsHour. And so Jim will be asking those questions that he asks so well on the NewsHour. Why? What? Tell me more about this. I don't understand it. And he'll be really representing the audience in terms of asking the questions about what should informed voters need to know.
The week starts with Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center, on political polling. Tuesday, Republican strategist Whit Ayers will be joined by his Democratic counterpart Donna Brazile about how their respective presidential candidates will approach the issues. Then on Wednesday the 4th, Babcock says Lehrer will take the stage by himself to talk about his long history as a presidential debate moderator.
This year's Republican debates have shown that we're missing Jim Lehrer in terms of that kind of reasoned, civil questioning that we really want the answers to. We don't want sound bites. And so Jim is going to talk about his experience with debates, but also his view of the debates this year and how important they're going to be going into the fall.
On Thursday, the president of the National Academy of Sciences, Ralph Cicerone, will explore the role of science in the presidential campaign. And the week wraps up Friday with political analysts Michael Gerson and Mark Shields taking on their weekly roles from the NewsHour, appearing on stage with Lehrer to analyze the issues. No doubt last week's Supreme Court ruling upholding President Obama's Affordable Health Care Act will be topic one. Reporting from the Chautauqua Institution, I'm Mark Scott.